Harihi Om. Sahana Vavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Sahaviryankaravavahai, Tejasvinavahitamastumavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
So, Chaitanya Upanayanam, Natya Shastra, Chapter 8, Gestures of Minor Limbs. Then, page 50. O Brahmanas, the histrionic expression of the mood, emotion, and nature of a play takes place in four ways. The four ways are: 1. Gestures or physical expressions, angika. 2. Words or verbal expressions, vachika. 3. Dresses and makeup or ornamental expressions, aharya. And 4. Sattva or emotional expressions. Of these, the sattva along with the bhavas has been described before. Okay, so that means verses 11 to 15. Description of gesture, angika. The gestures of three kinds, namely that of the limbs, sharira, facial expressions, mukhaja, and that related to different movements of the entire body, cheshtakrita, which are expressed through the anga, major limbs, upanga, minor limbs, and the shaka. Footnote 19. The representation is made that in due order by the head, face, shanks, leg, thighs, hands, and feet in the manner of branches is known as shaka representation. So what's the difference between sharira and shanka?
Shaka is when the sharira is like the limbs, then they count only hands and then head and legs, I think. This they count the neck.
Means that all together.
Yeah, only limbs means only hands and legs mostly. Then the cheshtakrita means the neck, the head, and the whole things, then the postures together. All the other aspects other than hands and legs.
Well, over here it says that of the limbs, sharira.
Mm-hmm.
So it appears that they're not movements, they're just positioning.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have facial expressions, mukhaja.
Mm-hmm.
Then that related to different movements of the entire body. So that means all together what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Some movement. But then in here, then that in due order by the head, face, shanks, all that manner branches, that would seem to be the sharira. And then when they're as movement, then they're the shaka.
This is what shaka representation definition given by some other authors.
Yes, I'm saying. But
yeah.
Who are these authors?
One author who commented on Abhinava Gupta, based on the Abhinava.
But what does Abhinava Gupta say?
He didn't give this.
Yes, so I'm just saying he's the one worth listening to here. Because otherwise they're saying that of the limbs, sharira, facial expressions, and related to different movements. That makes sense. Because
mm-hmm.
Cheshtakrita. Oh, which are through... Wait a minute. So the limbs, the facial expressions, and the movements of the body, there are three kinds, which are expressed through the major limbs, minor limbs, and the shaka. But now here, the major limbs are...
It comes later.
Hands and feet.
Mm.
Minor limbs, then is the face. then so what's left for the shaka?
The head, face, the shank.
But we've already, hands and feet are already, so they mean, major limbs means positioning of where the arm is.
Yes, yes.
And then what the hand is doing, that will be shaka.
That in connection with then the whole posture, neck, head, because when you discuss only the major limbs, we discuss only the hand positionings and leg positionings. But when the chest akrita, when you're discussing the whole chakra, then you already know what is the hand position should be there. He just mentions that position of hands. Then he just mentions then along with that positioning, then how you put your neck, head, and the whole body.
So it all goes together. Okay.
Because the hands and legs is the major thing. That defines the whole mood. And then the others just follow it. That's why then first you need to define hands and then 108 positionings of hands and then other 32 something positions of legs.
Okay.
And then already face is described. Now put all together along with then some other things like neck, waist, you need not, there is nothing much to describe.
Oh, okay. Okay. The six major limbs, Anga, are, and this is Anga, head, hands, breast, sides, waist, and feet. The six minor limbs, Upanga, are eyes, eyebrows, nose, upper lip, and chin. Okay. But he doesn't say what shaka is here. Producers of play should recognize the shaka, dance, nritya. Okay, so when they're put together, there's the movement. Okay, the dance. And the Ankura, as the three aspects of histrionic presentation. And what's Ankura?
It's given next line. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The gestures are called shaka. Pantomiming through them is the Ankura, and that which is based on the karanas and consists of the angaharas is called dance, nritya. Ankura is indicative expression with the gestures of sentences one feels in the mind when the words are not needed. This is like the Sanchari Bhava in dance. Okay? Verses 16 to 173. Gestures of the Upangas and head. So they don't start with the Anga then.
Yeah. First you give the facial expressions, then go for Angas.
Oh, okay. There are 13 different gestures of the head, which are included in facial gestures, and which support many sentiments, rasas, and emotional states, bhavas. These are, 1. Akampita, slow up and down movement of the head to express teaching, giving hint, questioning. 2. Kampita, quick and copious movements which express anger, argument, assertive, sickness. Dutta, slow movement to express unwillingness, sadness, confidence. Vidutta, quick movements to express terror, panic, fever, etc. 5. Parivahita, alternatively turn towards two sides to express demonstration, surprise, joy, remembrance. 6. Udvahita, once turned up to show pride, self-esteem, and the like. Avadhuta, covering the head by turning it up to express beckoning, conversation, and invoking a deity. 8. Anchinta, head formed by bending neck on one side to express sorrow, sickness, intoxication, and anxiety. Dihanchita, head formed by raising shoulders and bending the neck to express amorousness, lightheartedness, paralysis, jealous anger, etc. 10. Paravrita, head formed by turning the face around to express turning the face away and looking back. Ukshipa, head formed by keeping the face up to express lifting lofty objects. No, you guys, you have to go somewhere else. Okay. After application of divine weapons. Ukshipa, head formed by keeping the face up to express lifting lofty objects and application of divine weapons. Adhogata, head formed when face is turned down to express shame, salutations, or sorrow. Lalita, head moving on all sides to express possession of evil spirit, power of intoxication, drowsiness, fainting, etc. Okay, those are the 13 gestures of the head. Okay. Besides these, there are many other gestures of the head which are based on popular acting. These are to be used according to the popular practice. There are 36 kinds of glances, of which 8 express the 8 sentiments. Another 8 express the sthayi bhavas, and the rest express different vyavicharis. Footnote 21. The eyes play the most important role with regard to the expression of feelings and emotions. In a dramatic performance, all the bhavas and rasas are expressed through the eyes. The bhava is first indicated by eyes and then represented by limbs. Right, so okay, so the eyes are first, and then after that, then you get into the... Eyeballs have gestures of 9 kinds. Eyeballs, just put the eyes.
This one?
Instead of putting eyeballs, put the eyes. The eyes have gestures of 9 kinds, which individually or in combination of 2 or 3 of them can express different sentiments. That means not 2 or 3 eyes. It means combinations of the gestures, right? Glance and special relation are of 8 kinds, namely sama, level, sachi, sidelong, anuvritta, inspecting, alokita, casual, vilokita, looking around, pralokita, carefully looking, ulokita, looking up, and avalokika, looking down. And these are the gestures of eyeballs, of the eyes, in relation to all the sentiments and the emotional states. That's why you have to refine it, bring it into... Sometimes the commentators, you know, might be, you know, truck drivers or something. Gestures of eyelids which follow the movement of the eyes are unmesha, opening, nimesha, closing, prastrita, expanding, kunchita, contracting, sama, level, vivartita, raising up, spurita, throbbing, pihita, resting, vivitadita, driven, which are used to represent different sentiments and emotional states such as anger, wonder, joy, heroism, love, seeing pleasurable or undesirable objects, jealousy, dreaming, fainting, etc. The gestures of eyebrows, which accord with those of the eyes and the eyelids, caught that one? are 7 in number, are as follows. Ukshepa, raising, patana, lowering, Brukuti, knitting, Chaturda, clever, Kunchita, contracted, Rechika, moving, Sahaja, natural, which express emotional states and sentiments such as anger, passion, deliberation, disgust, envy, love, affection, normal conditions, etc. Similarly, there are 6 kinds of gestures of nose, cheeks, lips, mouth, and 7 varieties for chin, which express various rasas and bhavas. The color of the face, according to the circumstance, is of 4 kinds: natural, svabhaviki, bright, prasanna, reddened, rakta, and dark, shama, which are used to represent the emotional states and the sentiments. The acting done with the gestures of the shaka, the anga, and the upanga is good. But without proper color of the face, it will not be charming. Even a few gestures, when combined with proper color of the face, will double their charm, just as the moon will enhance the charm of the night. Glances, too, when combined with the proper color of the face, will clearly express the different emotional states and the sentiments. Does it mention how the color, how you do the colors?
Yes, I think so. What? All the details. Each one, I just summarize. Each one it explains in detail. All.
Yeah, but just so you understand how color works, this other one you kind of...
These colors will come in later, 24, 25th chapter.
Okay. But just to be a footnote.
Yes.
You know, is it by makeup? Is it by, you know, he sits there and holds his breath until he turns blue, and then he goes out on stage, or, you know, I mean, that's... No. Also, there are 9 kinds of neck movement which represent acts such as meditation, natural pose, chanting mantras, wearing ornaments, churning, dancing, arranging hair, etc. Priti. The next chapter elaborates on the expressions to be made by the hands and arms. Chapter 9, Gestures of Hands and Arms, Adhyaya Prakashika. This chapter describes in detail the 64 types of hand gestures and instructs on how to coordinate the hand movements with that of facial expressions in order to express the emotions effectively. It also enlists the hand gestures suited to different classes of people and various emotional states. Sloka Anusharana. Verses 1 to 17. 64 gestures of hands, hasta. Bharat Muni continues. I shall now define the gestures of major limbs. Here better is put that Bharat Muni in square brackets.
Okay.
Continues. Because that means we've inserted it. I shall now define the gestures of major limbs, hands, breast, sides, belly, waist, thighs, and feet, and their proper use. In this connection, I shall first of all explain the gestures of hands and the like that are used in the production of a play. You are to listen how they are to be applied. You are to listen how they are to be applied and acted. I would have a tendency to put this, please listen now to how they are to be applied in acting. Hand gestures are of three categories, namely, one, single, two, combined, and three, dance. One, single, two hands, three, moving together. Dance. There are altogether 64 gestures of hands, which include 24 single hand gestures, 13 combined hand gestures, and 30 dance gestures. Verses 153 to 173. General rules regarding the use of hand gestures. Riti, the hand gestures constitute a very important aspect of the Abhinaya, rendering I think it should be rendered. Rendered to indicate or to suggest ideas, emotions, actions, and objects, and thus to bring out the meaning of the words sung or of the story. The same hasta, used with different arm movements or in a different context, can have a different meaning. It is, therefore, essential that the hasta should be well coordinated with the expressions of the face, of the eyes, and of the eyebrows to depict the apt transitory states, sanchari bhavas, of the dominant emotional state, sthayi bhava. In acting, hand gestures should be selected for their form, movement, significance, and class according to the personal judgment of the actor. There's no gesture that cannot be used in indicating some idea. I have profusely described whatever gestures are usually seen to be associated with different ideas. There are besides, other popular gestures connected with other ideas. So this means the other popular gestures connected with ideas. There are besides.
Why is this? Hand gestures are of three categories, named single, combine, and dance.
Right.
Then he lists all of them and the names and the positioning.
No, that's fine. No, I'm just saying in this sentence here, there are besides these, there are others.
Besides the 64.
That I would just say instead of besides, but also. There are also other popular gestures connected with other ideas.
Okay.
Or there are besides these 64, other popular gestures connected with other ideas. Either one or the other. And they also are to be freely used along with the movements, inspired by the sentiments and emotional states. These gestures should be used by males as well as females with proper regard to place, occasion, the play undertaken, and the suitability of their meaning.
So Maharaj, when you say that the gesture we are speaking, single, combined, and hand, so we are going to know about that, but there are some other actions that it's not...
There's popular gestures.
It means they are not studied or discussed.
They no. Or they might be discussed, but the point is that there, no, they haven't been discussed. But the point is that there's ones in how people, in other words, what movements are people doing these days that have particular meanings? So you have the traditional meanings, and that can express everything. But at the same time, is in the local popular, you know, way that people deal, they have their expressions.
Yes.
And those also can be used freely, you know, but it has to be according to male, female, you know, in regard of suitability, yes, of the meaning, the time, the place, the occasion,
yes. Yes.
You know, like that. You know, like nowadays, there's things come up that, you know,
yes,
that, you know, people have all these funny,
yes,
things,
yes,
that they do. So then, you know, it's just like in the Veda, you don't have this.
Yes.
But it's used. So if it matches the person that is being played or the situation and that, it could be used. If it doesn't, it wouldn't be used. You wouldn't artificially put it in.
Yes.
You know? Does that make sense? So it's just like, you know, or, you know, does that make sense? Or, you know, something, you know, like this. Or. So these are gestures that are...
Exactly.
Huh? Yeah, bumping the hands, yeah. Like that, you know. Krishna comes to meet Brahma on the lotus, and they bump hands. You know. But yeah, that here, that's a single fist bump. They could do a four-handed fist bump because they all have four hands. A four-handed fist bump. That's real serious. Right? Nowadays they do. I think they don't even do the fist; they do the elbow.
Yes,
elbow
nice
bump. Yeah, so you don't have to touch and wash your hands. You know. Huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Also, according to different kinds of plays, Nataka is the full play where you express more of the traditional thing. But
yeah,
in other kinds of plays, more Prakritic kind of things come, means the local regional things.
Okay.
So in the regional things, and then it is like, you know, obvious that you include the more regional flavor. So then these kind of other,
okay,
things.
Does that explain somewhere? Or?
Yeah, to when it comes to the Prakritic kind.
Okay, but that could be put as a footnote, just that much. So it makes it clear. So when we get there, you know, everything falls into place. Because the idea is that we can't study all the hand movements, all this and that. So, yeah. So then, it's just a matter of being familiar with what they do. And that, so we're aware of them. Then you'll be noticed that if you saw, you know, these traditional kind of plays or performances, then you'll be able to appreciate all the hand movements, this, the neck, the eyes. Otherwise, you wouldn't be looking for these things. Now you'll look. You don't know them, but at least you look for them. Because otherwise, if we go through this and all that, then there's going to be all these, you know, as it says, all these 64, they all have names. I'm sure that when they're dealing and all that, they'll refer to them by name. You know, they'll say, you know, don't use this one, use that one, or try it like this, or, you know, with this combination of this eyebrow and that foot and this and that and so many things, and then, and because they know all that, then they don't, which one? No, they just immediately then adjust. You know, so for us, we just know that there are 64, not that there's two, you know.
Also, some of them are repeated and combined as well as the dance or the singular.
Yes, yes. Because then in the dance it means one thing, and the singular it'll mean another word. Hand gestures, according to the theory of histrionic representation, are to have three kinds of general movements, namely upwards, sideways, and downwards. These movements of hands should, at the time of their use, be embellished by means of suitable expression in the eyes, the eyebrows, and the face. The experts are to use the hand gestures according to the popular practice, and in this way they should have an eye to their movement, object, sphere, quality, appropriateness, and mode. Hand gestures of persons of the superior type should move near their forehead, that of the middling type of persons at about their breast, while the inferior person should move their hand gestures in regions below this.
Traditional dances, all this, hands are on the top, and then now pop all.
Yeah, yeah, no, they always come out like this, right? You know, they're always doing those moves. Yeah, so. And tell who's the choreographer. Okay. In the superior persons, hand gestures should have scanty movement. In the middling ones, there should be medium movement. And while in the acting of ordinary persons, there should be profuse movement of hand gestures. Yeah, because the other ones will do these really subtle movements like that. Even I remember seeing one thing, it was on the bus, I think it was Amitabh Bachchan. And when he danced, everybody else is doing all these big movements. And he comes out, you know, because he's the grandfather or whatever it is, and it's the marriage ceremony. So he comes out. All he does is this. But when he does this, everything moves. He just does that and slightly moves. He's hardly moving, but there's so much feeling in the movement while these other guys are waving their hands around, and it's like, who cares? So that must be the meaning.
Sometimes Maharaj also we see Srila Prabhupada. He, in order to encourage devotees to dance, is also not a big movement.
No. Yeah, just this, yes, and immediately yes, everybody's up. Yes. You know, all the life airs move. Yeah. Yes. So, yeah.
I heard that in the first Rath Yatra, before that jumping was not there. And Prabhupada, when he came to the field, and then he just raised his hands and he jumped once or twice. Everybody started jumping. That's where it was introduced.
Yeah, before that, you see the early ones, they just put their hands up and then move their feet and everything nicely like that. Yeah, so that's the thing, is there's power in the movement. It's not just what it is. So it's not that it has to be big. We're used to the general profuse movements, but it doesn't have to be. You know, it's just very slight. So then you see the quality of the nature of the individuals.
For relevant purposes, the hand gestures of persons of superior middling types should conform the definition given in Shastra, while gestures of the inferior type should follow the popular practice and their own natural habit. So then you can use those things.
Yes.
You know, it's like when they do all these funny things, you know, they're always down.
Yes.
You know, it's like, you know, these things and that, they're not up here. You know. Some do like that, but then they're doing light. They're doing these light. You know, these other guys are going, yeah, you know. So you can just see. It's just, it's natural.
Also, it represents the instability of your mind. Like that, when the movements are very profuse, when persons are moving, it also represents their unstable in their mind.
Oh.
And they're, only they make like,
okay, yeah, you should mention that also, unless that comes up later. Because you see that also, that sometimes when they're doing things, they're doing the dance and they go into someone else, they put their hands down here and they do this. You know? You know, they're doing this and looking and doing all that kind of stuff. So that means, like that, the mind's unstable. Oh, okay. I always wondered what that was.
This was from reading from psychology.
Sorry?
This is from reading from psychology.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But on special occasions or exceptional times, wise people should make contrary uses of the hand gestures. You know, if it's like that, you know, you did as a kid or something like that, then you might do. While a person is to represent himself as sad, fainting, terrified, overcome with disgust or sorrow, weak, asleep, handless, inactive, drowsy, inert, sick, attacked with fever, seized with panic, attacked with cold, intoxicated, bewildered, mad, thoughtful, practicing austerities, residing in a cold region, prisoner under arrest, running very swiftly, speaking in dream, suddenly moving away, and bursting nails, he is not to use hand gestures. But he should resort to the sattvika representation as well as to the change of voice suitable to the different emotions and sentiments. Right? So then it's just a full body kind of things like that. You just, whatever those, the natural things that just come with that. Like that. So, yeah? Because normally you're doing the hand gestures to show specific things, what's being thought, but here you just show it. You just show by the septika, like if you're sick and you just sit down like this, you just do that. You don't have to show, you know, I'm sick. You just do it. So these particular things, because these are not your standard interactive. This, you just have that. Then others then will use their hand movements. What's that? Yeah.
Because these more are like reflexes where intelligence doesn't function.
That's yes. Why yeah. Like when you're sad or fainting, you're not thinking about it. At the time of verbal acting, when the actor will speak his part, the eyes and look are to be directed to points at which the hand gestures are moving. And there should be proper stops so that the meaning may be clearly expressed. Footnote 32. The intention is to enhance the appeal and total effect so that the language and hand gestures support each other. Mm-hmm. Similar rule appears in the Abhinaya Dharpana. Yato hasta tato drushti. Yato drushti tato manaha. Yato manaha tato bhavaha. Tato bhava tato ra saha.
That is AD means
Abhinava Dharpana. Oh, not that this was written in AD 37. Like that. In Constantinople, right? Where the hand goes, there the eyes should follow. Where the eyes are, there the mind should follow. Where the mind is, there the expression should be brought out. Where there is expression, the rasa will manifest. Yeah, so, yeah, very complete. These are the hand gestures connected with the various kinds of histrionic representations. Verses 208 to 210. Movements of arms, bahu. Persons dealing in drama and dance have prescribed 10 movements of arms. Tiryak, urdva, vagata, adho mukha, avidha, apavidha, mandala, swastika, anchita, kunchita, and pristaga. O Brahmins, I have now finished the brief description of rules regarding the karanas and shall speak afterwards about the movements of the breast, the belly, and the sides. So these will be the main kind of movements.
But Maharaj, in this chapter, there is a description of a few verses, but there are verses that we don't have. Like it is verse 1 to 210.
Yeah, yeah. So it just means that out of that, we're only taking this much, because otherwise it's, you know, holding the hand there and with this, with that, with these fingers down like that, this one at this angle like that, and with the nail here a little bit forward like that, with the thumb in line here and like that, then with the elbow moving like this, then the movement will be brought, like that's what is left out.
And even if they describe fully, unless the posture is shown, we don't understand what he's saying.
Yeah, you won't know anyway. I mean, personally, I would say even we could, in some of these, describe even a little less.
Yes.
You know, because otherwise we don't even know what it means. It means that one was really nicely done where it was. Okay.
The eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. Three kinds. Upwards, sideways, downwards. Like that. You just get the idea that it does all these things. That one there been really nice. Four kinds. Yeah, four kinds of that. The eyebrows. You know, I say. You know, something they can relate to, then those are there. But like these first ones here, these first 13, I would say is you could simplify all that.
Because there they gave direct relationship to the bhavas, then I just kept it. Even later, wherever they just summarizes and gives how this particular movement relates to a particular bhava, that one I just...
Oh, okay. Okay.
If they don't give, they just go on expressing about it.
Okay, then okay. Okay. And that, then, because that'll come up later when you say the bhava, it'll refer back to that. Okay, chapter 10. Gestures of other limbs. Adhyaya Prakashika. Having described the gestures of head, face, and hands in the previous chapters, The current chapter describes the various gestures of the remaining major limbs, such as breast, sides, belly, waist, thighs, shank, and feet, and the uses of each of these gestures in a dramatic performance. Shloka Nasharana, verse 1 to 11. Breast, uras. The breast is known to be of five kinds. Abhungna, slightly bent. Uses, hurry, despair, fainting, sorrow, touching of cold objects. Nirbhugna, unbent. Uses, paralysis, having resentment, assertion of truth, surprise, look, etc. Prakampita, shaking, uses, in laughter, weeping, panic, hiccup, asthma, etc. Udvahita, raised, uses, deep breathing, viewing some lofty object and yawning. Sama, natural, uses in normal conditions. Right? So then they give effects. Like that, far out. Okay, now you see. So that, like that, you'll leave it in. But otherwise, then just someone. Okay. Sides, parshva. Sides are of five kinds. Nata, bent, which is used in approaching anybody. Samunata, raised, used in going backwards. Prasarita, extended, used in joy and the like. Vivartita, turned around, used in turning about. Apasvita, drawn away, used in returning. 18-21, belly, udara. The belly is of three kinds. Kshama, thin, used in laughter, weeping, inhalation, and yawning. Kalva, depressed or bent, used in sickness, penance, weariness, and hunger. Purna, full, used in deep exhalation, too much eating, corpulence, disease, etc. 21-26, waist, kati. The waist in dance and dramas of five kinds. Chinna, turned aside, used in exercising, hurry, and looking about. Nivrita, turned around, used in turning around. Arechita, moved about, used in movements of the general type. Prakampita, shaken, used for the walking of hunchbacks, dwarves, and persons of the inferior type. Udvahita, raised, used in movement of incorporate persons and amorous movements of women. So persons of the inferior means just in general, or means that its stature is smaller?
Their position is inferior.
Oh, okay.
Like Shudras and then...
Oh, okay. Verses 27-33. Thighs, uru. The thighs have five conditions. Kampana, shaking. Used in the frightened movement of persons of the inferior type. Valana, turning. Used in the movement of women at ease. Stambana, motionlessness, used in perturbation and despair. Udvartana, turning very quickly, used in exercising and the class dance. Vivartana, turning around, used in going around due to causes like hurry. Other similar conditions of the thigh, as they are found in popular practice, may be assumed. Verses 34-40, shank, that means the calf, means this below the knee. Okay. Junga, the shank is of five kinds. Ava, tita, turned, used in the gestures walking. Nata, bent, used in assuming standing and sitting postures. Shipta, thrown out, used in the exercise of limbs and the dance class. Udvahita, raised, used in movements like quickly walking. Pravrita, turned back, used in class dance and the like. 41-51, feet, pada, and their uses. The feet are of five kinds. Udgartita, standing in the forepart of the feet, then touching ground with the heels. In practice, it should glide once or more in the high or medium speed. You know, it means the front part of the foot, then you go to the back, right? Sama, natural, feet naturally placed on an even ground. It relates to representing a natural posture. It should be kept still in representing the natural posture of the body in connection with the various karanas. But in the rechika movements of the feet, it should be moved. Agra, tala, shanchara. Heels thrown up, the big toe put forward and the other toes bent. This is to be used in urging, breaking, standing posture, stanaka, kicking, striking the ground, walking, throwing away something, various rechika movements, and walking forward when there is a wound on the heel. Somehow or another, that's a very major one used in ballet.
Yes.
You know?
Also in karate and all.
You always put the foot forward like that.
In karate and all, like when you're moving the posture. Or
oh, yeah, they always
feet,
put
yeah.
foot back, yeah. Anchita, heels on the ground, the forepart of the feet raised and all the toes spread. It is to be applied in representing a movement with wound at the forepart of the foot, turning around in every way, foot being struck by something, and in various brahmari movements. What's a brahmari?
No idea.
Okay, well that should have a footnote. Chunchita, the heels thrown up. Toes all bent around, and in the middle of the feet too bent. It is to be used in aristocratic udgat gait, turning around to the right and vice versa in the ati krantachari. Okay, heels thrown up, toes all bent down, in the middle of the feet too bent. Verses 52 to 54, dance steps, chari. Persons practicing the chari should take up simultaneously the movements of the feet, the shanks, and the thighs. For in the movement of feet are included all the movements of shanks and thighs. The thigh follow the way in which the feet are moved, and these two limbs constitute together the chari of the feet. These are the descriptions and uses of various limbs. The symptom of different charis is described next. So this means now the combined and how they'll move. So that chari then, these are what was described before as the that big fancy word. It had a really big word. No, they didn't have. That was after the shanka.
The chari movement is described in the beginning as, that is the base in any dance. In the fourth chapter, when it's describing Lord Shiva's Tandava, the charis and angaharas, they were described.
Okay, so charis. Those things like that, then they should either in a bracket just be put a little name, or if there's need, then to it, because otherwise, that'll have been 2 weeks ago, we won't remember.
When we, for example, when you speak about the Swami step, so this is a dance? Can consider like a dance?
Yeah, because you're bending the toe, you're lifting the heels, and it says it's aristocratic. Then you're going like this. Yes. You're lifting it this way, and then putting down.
Yes.
Like that.
These are all like first explained all the different parts. Now when you say a dance movement, then you just tell the whole pose. And then if you do something wrong, no, the feet should be in this one, this particular one, instead of that. So these are like just the limbs. When you dance, you then focus more on the movement and on the whole.
Yeah.
What you call it.
But it's interesting because they call it the many times they define it, especially the Lord Chaitanya is the dancing and that, as stately dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Stately means very dignified, very like that. So yeah, there would be. Hands are up, because they sang the hands are, at the head, and then the feet are picked up like that.
It's given Vaishnava posture.
It's
exactly what Prabhupada described as the Swami step.
Yeah.
That particular place where we stop, that is the Vaishnava posture.
Okay.
For Prabhupada just taught us only that. The other posture for Indra, Lord Shiva.
Yeah. Yeah, so far out. We don't even know those things. So. We just think it's just something. Yeah? Chapter 11, Charya Movements, Adhyaya Prakashika. Having discussed the expressions of each limb and their uses, the next three chapters discuss about the activities involved combined movements of different limbs and their uses. Right, so each one has been described. Now you put them together. This chapter focuses on the Charya movement, combined movement of feet, shanks, and hip, and their application in dance, stage fight, appropriate standing postures while performing different activities. This chapter also instructs on proper nourishment of the body and the general rules for stretching of the body in relation to the performance of charis. Because if you stretch in a proper way, then everything will be very limber. A lot of times in the modern, because they, you know, the passion, they want results very quickly. They work out machines, they get the stretching, all that. But then after like 20, 30 years, they're so stiff they can't even move. You know, same just like, you know, bodybuilders. Some they build up, and then after that they can't even move. Like that, or then everything just, you know, becomes flaccid and everything like that. So there's natural ways to do, and then it builds up, and you don't get that problem.
Mm. So proper time of the day, like not after eating.
Yes.
Or when you're fasting.
You know, like before it was always, you know, after eating don't swim.
Yes.
Right? And then I saw the other day a thing about debunking, you know, where does this myth come from? You know. So no idea is that, you know, all the heat is in the stomach. So when you swim, the cold water will pull the heat out of the body so the digestion will go well. But, you know, there was, you know, people didn't know. They made some some reason for that. And so then, you know, all the exertion also means all the blood goes out to the limbs while it should be going to the stomach. And so then they whatever is explained, and they say, oh, that's bogus, and throw it out. And then, you know, all the kids go swimming after lunch. You know, but, you know, there's reasons. Shloka Nisharanam, 1-13, description of the Charya movement and its uses. Charya is the activity where the movements of feet, shanks, and the hip are kept in mutual concordance. Is there a difference between shank and shin?
Shins.
Shin means that bone in the front. This area is called shin.
Shank is this mainly, and then considered up to here. But it's about the knee where you...
Where the knee goes.
Yes.
Oh.
Because the whole positioning is based on this knee.
Yeah, where you put the knee, kind of the...
Because the bent is only there.
The shins follow. Yeah, because front is shin, back is calf. So it must be all together, that shank. Okay. Okay. It is constituted of various beautiful movements of feet, shanks, and the hip performed simultaneously. The Charya can be called a Vayama exercise, because all the Charya movements are governed by rules of the movements of the different limbs. They are in concordant relationship as they stretch out to one another. The word chari connotes movement with a single foot. The concordant movement of 2 feet is called a karana. The combination of 3 or more karanas is termed a khanda, and 3 or more khandas combined together constitute a mandala. And then that's within this whole like chari aspect. But then there was some other aspect we were talking about. There's the
angahara.
Yeah, angaharas.
These mandalas are explained next. First we are explaining the charis and then the karanas, the single movement, then the combined movement. Angaharas and mandalas, they are just using these postures differently, so that basically mandalas are used in combat fight because in fighting, then you do the forward movements and exactly the same thing you do the reverse movement. Just not like in dance, you don't do the similar reverse movement immediately. Like in fighting, you make little odd movements which are not used in dance. That's why a mandala is mostly for...
Oh, okay.
That's why it has more
combinations. More little combinations. Yes. While the others, it said that there were many more combined than became something else.
Angahara.
Yes.
Angahara is less. Mandala is even more.
Oh, okay. Use of chari. A dance item is pervaded by chari movements. In fact, all movements in general do proceed from charis. Discharge of missiles is attended with chari movements. Charis are reputed to be in use while fighting in the stage. Everything concerned and projected as natya is included in the chari movements. No part of natya can function without a chari, right? Because, I mean, unless you're, how you say, can do a dance without moving your legs or feet. So then it kind of follows that you have to use the charis.
I thought you would say unless you're a brahmachari.
Ah. Brahmachari. Oh, okay. Yeah. But they also dance. Hence, I shall describe the rules of charis, which will be used in dance, ordinary movements, and fights on the stage. Yeah, so you have a dance where it's a specific thing. You have the ordinary movements where they're just, you know, moving or talking like this. And then you have fights. Because fights work in a different way than ordinary, in a different way than dance. They have their rules. Okay. 32 charis. There are two main kinds of charis: earthly, bhaumi, where the feet are constantly on the ground, and two, aerial, akashiki, where one foot is raised off the ground. The following 16 are the earthly bhaumi charis: samapada, sthitavara, sakat, tasya, ardyardika, shashagati, vichava, eka ka vidita, badha, uru vrita, adita, utsandita, janita, syandita, apasyandita, samo, sari, tamal, tamatali, and Matali. The area akashiki charis are 16 in number. They are as follows: Adikranta, Apakranta, Parshvakranta, Ujva, Janu, Suchi, Nupura, Padika, Dolapada, Akshipta, Avidha, Udvrita, Vidyudbranta, Alata, Bhujan, Gatar Sita, Harin, Napluta, Danda, and Brahmari. I shall now speak of sthanas, standing postures, to be used in the release of missiles of all kinds.
But what is the meaning of missile?
Like some object that's thrown.
Yeah. Missiles are the divine weapons when you throw their coins.
But also, you know, when I say in the natural home environment, like plates stuff like that.
Yes,
you know.
Yes.
So there's a particular stance, otherwise you won't be very accurate in your, how you say, release of the missiles. Yeah, good. Some lawyer was telling me, say something, because sometimes he wasn't sure, because his wife was very, she didn't show her emotions so much like that. But when something came flying across the room and smashed on the wall near his head, then he knew, now she's upset. But otherwise than that, he wasn't sure if she was upset or not, so... You know, probably better to know the subtleties of the thing rather than... Okay. Verses 51 to 71. sthanas, standing postures. The 16 sthanas for men are Vaishnava. The feet, 2 talas and a half apart. Tall is the distance between the stretched thumb and the middle finger. Stretched thumb and the middle finger. Oh, so that. So that's shorter than that. Okay. That's a tala. What is the same? No, that's longer. That's longer. That's there. That's shorter. Yeah, I think that's a pradesh.
Mm.
And then, no, I think that. But this is also. So they use those all because each one's slightly more than the other. See, since that's only that long, right? Then, you see, that goes a little bit longer. That's then longer than that. Right, and then this is the longest. So you have that range, you know. And I think that is it. How many fingers is that? No, that's less. I think it's supposed to be 6 fingers. It's also being shown this way.
They say 18 inches.
18 inches is this.
Oh, sorry.
So that could be.
18 centimeters, not 18 inches.
Oh, okay, yeah. Because that could be that much, okay. One for the natural posture, and the other obliquely placed with toes pointing sideways, and the shake bent, anchita, and the limbs with saustava, 23. The saustava of limbs is to be resented by being still, unbent, at ease, not very upright, and not much bent. When the waist and the ears, as well as the elbow, the shoulder, and the head are in their natural position. Sama, and the breast is raised. It will be the sthausava of the body.
Mm-hmm.
Vishnu is the presiding deity of this sthana. Uses. From this sthana, persons of the superior middling type should carry on their ordinary conversation in connection with various duties. Should also be assumed in throwing a disc, holding a bow, in patient and stately movements of the limbs, and in anger. Like so stately, I mentioned before, the dance is the stately. They use that. On being reversed is to be used in anger of love. And similarly, in the administration of rebuke, and in love, distress, apprehension, envy, cruelty, assurance, recollection, it is to be assumed when the erotic, the marvelous, the odious, and the heroic sentiments are predominantly introduced. So it's a very major sthana. Samapada. The feet in the natural posture kept 1 tala apart, and the body with the natural saustava. Brahma is the presiding deity. Right? So this is a little farther apart, and the other one is closer. Uses. It should be assumed in accepting blessings from the Brahmins and mimicking birds. The bridegroom at the marriage ceremony, persons in the sky, chariot and aerial car, vimana, persons of marked sects, lingasta, and persons practicing vows are also to assume this. Yeah. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.